Speaking of Reliability, a podcast with good friends talking with you about reliability engineering topics. Welcome to today's Speaking of Reliability. Today's short is brought to you by James Kovacevic.
So we're in the process of implementing work management. We're trying to get planning in place, scheduling in place, get a focus on getting a schedule out there, measuring compliance to it, really trying to get a holistic approach to asset management in place. Well, we did some benchmarking. We understood some sites had some schedules out there. So we gave everyone a target. Now, this target was not based on their current success. It was based on some best practice numbers. Everyone got a schedule compliance target of 80%. Now, many of these sites were struggling to get 30 or 40%. Some of them were up around 65, but we gave everyone that blanket 80%. So within a couple weeks, these sites all started hitting the KPI target of 80%. Well, we know there's no way that's possible. How is every site doing this? So we started diving into it. We looked at the metrics, and people were measuring and reporting schedule compliance correctly. But what they were doing is they were just scheduling less work. Now, it sounds silly, but we gave them a metric, we gave them a target, and they were going to hit that. But it wasn't driving the right behaviors. It was driving inadvertent behaviors, stuff we didn't really want. We wanted them to focus on work management and really driving schedule compliance, but not at the sacrifice of scheduling less work. So I had an aha moment, and is that KPIs can really adversely affect behavior, especially if you don't put a balancing KPI in place. So what we did is we did a variety of things to address this gaming of the numbers, if you will. We went back, we looked at everyone's current state, and established a new target for every site based on their current performance levels prior to the change in their target. So if they are at 40% schedule compliance, they got a new target of 50 over the next 6 months. If they are at 70, they had 75 or 80. We created specific targets for everyone. But we also went back and put in a balancing KPI. Now this balancing KPI is in place to force organizations and people to strike the right balance. So for schedule compliance or schedule adherence, we put in a balancing KPI of percent plan time. And this was really looking at how much time was planned and scheduled for the crew for the week, not just work orders, but in actual labor hours. This forced the various sites to strike a balance between scheduling enough work, but also making sure that we're stretching a bit and providing enough planned work for our groups. Now, the key lesson here was that we needed targets that were realistic, and we also needed to find a balancing KPI for that. Now, balancing KPIs, I find more and more of them every day. You know, stock turns or stock outs, organizations will look at either or, but they are in fact very good balancing KPIs. It forces us to strike the right balance of stocking enough parts, but not too much. All right. So the key advice here is when you want to put in a metric, when you're literally looking at focusing on driving a change in the process, and you have a single KPI, think about what KPI can we put in place to balance this, to strike the right balance between competing priorities. Now, if you use SMRP's best practice guide, some of the KPIs have balancing KPIs listed in there in the qualifications. If they're not listed there, think about what behaviors could this drive and how can we overcome that and put in a competing or balancing KPI.
Thank you for listening to today's Speaking of Reliability short. We look forward to hearing your stories. Head over to ascendoreliability.com/go/SOR and let us know what's been pivotal in your career. What have you learned that has made a difference?